Or I started to get delusional and imagine the good stuff, which is not there. Could not be there. How could Joseph discover this? Joseph could see the brothers are not real happy fellows. That is visible. That is visible in the eye of the people, if they're happy or not. So when they pretend they're happy, if you have the eyes, they look silly. That's all they do. The trap is me. My greed, my jealousy, my temptation. This is the animal. Therefore, I fall in the trap, self-made, because my animal made it for me. Yes?
5 days they remained at his door. The night in the cold, the day itself in the blaze of the sun. Their remaining was not from heedlessness or asininity. No, it was from necessity and want of an ass.
Now, the story is over. You understood that if you go there, you will be in a pit. Now, he goes on, because the fellow should remain there and the story should go on. The fellow understood. And from now on, he doesn't do anything that we could blame him. Just like Joseph. Joseph in the pit, what should he do? Nothing. Cry and pray. Another fellow should arrive and do something, right? This is almost the same. Here, they realize that, okay, this was a mistake, but what? Now what? We cannot go back. This long path without anything, without food, and at least rest. So, you will get stuck in something, not because you want it. You will get stuck with it, and you have to deal with it. This fellow is not a stupid, but he didn't have stupidity. He was not a donkey, but he didn't have a donkey to go home. This is how it goes, yes?
From necessity, the good are bound to the vile. From sore hunger, the lion will eat a putrid carcass. He would see him and salute him, saying, I am so-and-so, and this is my name. Maybe, he said, how should I know who you are, whether you are a dirty fellow or an honest gentleman? This moment, said he, resembles the resurrection, since the brother has come to flee from his brother.
What was that about? First, in the Islamic version, we say, the resurrection time is so confusing that no one knows no one. Even brother will not know the brother. That's the text. What it means? It means that after you died, and we died, and everybody died, 100,000 years from now, you have another chance, you wake up. How do you wake up? And somebody will blow a horn, you wake up. Then what? You have to stand up and walk, right? Okay, if you're a cripple and you die at the age of 120, then what happens? How the dilemma is there, because if you're 120 and you wake up and you're crippled, what is the use of a lot of virgins every single day delivered to you? So they make the scene out of it, they give you so many nonsenses, which me personally can say, I don't care about 100,000 years from now. But resurrection is qiyamat, which means standing up and being accountable. Remember that? Rumi said it very clear, in a way that you cannot play with it. He said, whoever asks you about the resurrection, show yourself and say, now I'm resurrection. It means this. Because to us, resurrection is not the stuff that they say Jesus did. We're talking about you. You have to resurrect from this tomb of you. You have to come out. This is the place that you hide, you cheat, and you don't take any responsibility. This is the animal stuff. Out of this, your responsible fellow could exist. Therefore, here, with the resurrection, he goes back to that word. That, yes, resurrection means I stand up and I say, this is a bad fellow. Even if he's my brother, doesn't matter. I'm looking at the good and bad of their responsibility, have or not. That's what it is all about. Yes. Again.
He would explain to him, saying, I am he from whose table you did eat many delicacies. On such and such a day, I brought that merchandise for you. Every secret that goes beyond the tomb is published. The people heard the secret of our affection. When the gullet has received bounty, the face has bashfulness. He would say to him, do you talk nonsense? I know neither you nor your name nor your dwelling place. On the fifth night, there began such a cloud and rain.
Let's keep it at the fifth night. Because fifth night is the night of that. These are all the stuff that you hear. Narrator will tell you when the names of the characters will appear and things like that. The main event happens fifth night. This is the night that he agrees they will make a deal. In that deal, which is a very silly, strange one, but Rumi made a lovely story out of it. In the fifth night, the guy would say, okay, he say, listen, it's raining, it's cold, we don't know what to do. He said, okay, you see, my guardian of the garden, the keeper, is not here. You will do his job, you will have his place. Means if you give me a service, you will have a place. So he will give them a place. It is night, it is raining, it is dark. And the guy is honestly sitting and watching. Then he will see a shadow and will think that this is the wolf. So he will shoot the wolf. Suddenly, that fellow will say, damn you, you killed my donkey. He say, no, it was a wolf. He said, no. Yeah, it was a wolf. He said, no, I hear it. I know the fart of my donkey. Then he will say, you see, that fellow who doesn't recognize the old company who repeatedly invites and the stuff will know the fart of his donkey. This is where you may be heading. Inshallah not. We'll hear that next time. Okay. خاجب و بچان جهازی ساختند بر ستوران جانب ده تا شادمانه سوی صحرا راندند صاف او که تقنعو برخاندند که از سفرها ماه که خسرو شود بی سفرها ماه که خسرو شود از سفر بیدق شود فرزین راد و از سفر یابید یوسف صد مراد روز روی از آفتابی سوختند شب زختر راه می آموختند خوب گشته پیش ایران ایشان راه زشت از نشاط ده شده ره چون بهشت تل از شیرین لبان خوش می شود خار از گلزار دلکش می شود حنظر از معشوق و خرما می شود خانه از هم خانه صحرا می شود ای بسا از نازنینان خار کش بر امید گل بر امید گل ازار ماوش ای بسا حمار گشته پشت ریش از برای دلبر محروی خیش کرده آهنگر جمال خود سیاه تا که شب آید بروسد روی ماه خواجه تا شب بر دکانی چار میخ زن که سردی در درش کرده است تاجری در یا و خشکی میرود آن به مهر خانشینی میرد میدود هر که را با مرد سودایی بود بر امید زنده سیمایی بود آن دلوگر روی آورده به چوب بر امید خدمت محروی خوب مونسی مگزین خسی را از خسی آریت باشد در آن مونسی اونس تو با مادر و بابا کجاست گر به جز حق مونسانت را وفاست اونس تو با دایه و لارا چه شد گر کسی شاید به غیر حق عزود اونس تو با شیر و با پستان نماند نفرت تو از دبیرستان نماند آن شعاعی بود بر دیوارشان جانب خورشید وا رفتن نشان بر هر آن چیزی که افتد آن شعاع تو بر آن هم عاشقایی ای شجاع عشق تو بر هر چه آن موجود بود آن ز وصف حق زرندود چون زری با اسب رفت و مس بماند طب سیر آمد طلاق او براند از زرندود صفاتش پا بکش از جهالت قلب را کم بوی خوش کان خوشی در قلبها عاریت است زیر زینت مایه بی زینت است زر ز روی قلب در کان می رود سوی آن کان رو تو هم کان می رود نور از دیوار تا خور می رود تو بدان خود رو که در خور می رود زین سپس بستان تو آب از آسمان چون ندیدی تو وفا در ناقدان معدن دنبه نباشد دام گرگ کی شناسد معدن اون گرگ ستور زر یمن بردن بسته در گره می شتابیدن مقبوران به ده همچنین خمدان و رقصان می شدن سوی آن دولاب چرخی می زدند چون همی دیدن مرغی می پرید جانب ده صبر جامه می درید هر که می آمد زده حسوی او بوسه می دادند خوش بر روی او که تو روی یار ما را دیده ای پس تو جان را جان ما را دیده ای همچون مجنون کوسه ای را می نواخت بوسه اش می داد و پیشش می گداخت گرده او میگشت خازه در طواف هم جراب شکرش میداد صاف بلفزونی گفت این مجنون خان این چه شید است این که میاری مدام پوز سگ دائم پلیدی میخورد مقعد خود را بلم میسترد عیبهای سگ بسی او برشمرد عیبدان از غیبدان بویی نبود گفت مجنون تو همه نقشی و تن اندر آو و بگرش از چشم من که این تلسم بسته موریست این آسمان کوچه لیلیست این همتش بین و دل و جان و شناخت کجا بگزید و مسکنگاه ساخت او سگ فرخ‌رخ کهف من است بلکه او همدرد و هم لهف من است آن سگی که باشد او که باشد اندر کوی او من به شیران کی دهم یک مویو ای که شیران مرسگانش را غلام گفت امکان نیست خاموش و سلام گرز صورت بگذرید این دوستان جنت است و گلستان در گلستان صورت خود چون شکستی سوختی صورت کل را شکست آمود بعد از آن هر صورتی را بشکنی همچون حیدر باب خیبر برکنی صحبه صورت شدم خواجه سلیم که به دهمیشون بگفتار سبیم.